Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, we're on a little bit late today.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sailed on together, we drifted apart, and here you are by my side. Yeah, so now I come to you with open arms, nothing to hide. Believe what I say, so here I am with open arms, hoping you'll see what your love means to me. Yeah, open arms, living without you, living alone. This empty house seems so cold, wanting to hold you, wanting you near. How much I wanted you home, but now that you've come back tonight into day, I need you to stay. So now I come to you with open arms, nothing to hide. Believe what I say, so here I am with open arms, hoping you'll see what your love means to me. Yeah, open
up. Okay. Alrighty. Well, here we are. That's a fun wild. Thank you. We've had our every bit of wild material this morning. It's like we had a new grandson join our group this morning at 11:47. He was 6 pounds, 11 ounces. And for some reason, my outside Jethro had told me that we were going to be on at 2 o'clock. And I'll bet he was meaning 2 o'clock this time. I was thinking he meant 2 o'clock my time. And I'm in Mountain Time, and he's in Eastern Time. So it's like I was messing around in the back office and suddenly realized we were on, except I was not on. I was in the basement where I had no signal. So anyway, we are in your day and taking calls. Let's see. All right. Well, we've got about an hour left. I did kick up the 90 minutes since I was a little bit late coming on. So we've got a good solid hour for anybody who would like to, let's see, oh goodness, that what happened. This chat lost me a whole different one. I'm sorry, I'm on a different computer also. It's like, this is being silly on me. Okay, but see, Melanie is there with us in the chat room right now. And let's see, okay, it's, logging in here. Okay, there we go. I'm going to say, All righty. Well, anyway, we are here. We're here today. Let's see if I can talk in time. Here today on Psychics Gone Wild. And our call-in number is, okay, there we go. Our call-in number is 773-897-6461. Okay, and we are doing birth card readings. Type and talk, birth card readings. Yes, okay, for those who call in. All right, and we do have a caller. All righty, so 714. Let's see how my sound stuff is here. Let's see if my back office is going to work. Okay, there we go. Okay, 714. I hope I got you live on air here, do I?
Hello.
All righty, hello. Who am I talking to today?
It's Nathaniel.
All righty, and you're also in chat. Cool. Well, what I do, I'm Kelly with KC Birth Cards, and what I do is birth card readings. And what I need for that is I need to have your month, day, and year of birth. And this particular system uses what's called the Cards of Destiny. And they're a very ancient card system. It uses our deck of 52 cards, which actually was developed for this planet. And what it does, it kind of gives you some insights, outsights, and all that good sights of different type of things that's going on with your life. Because what they do is they start at age zero when you come into this planet, and it goes for 44 years. You have a specific card laid out and card reading for each of those years. And then people hit what's called midlife crisis at age 45, and that's where your birth cards come up, and they're the exact same position as you are when you entered the planet. So we can find out a little bit of things for you today if you'd like to let me know what your month and year is.
Okay, I'm born on May 1st, 57.
57, May Day, okay. May 1st of 57. All righty, let's have a look-see here. And my goodness. All righty. Wow. You're a five of spades, and it is your birth card, and your planetary ruler is a nine of clubs. I can honestly say I know quite a bit about five of spades people because I'm also a five of spades, but I'm an Aquarius five of spades. This one's called the card of the wanderer, and we seem to have kind of a, I'll just say a loose foot. It's like it seems like you're always, you know, kind of moving in one direction or another. It's like either a physical move or moving through life, you know, looking through different things. Let's see specifically. Was there any area in specific you want to look at today?
You know, I'm just hoping on finances right now. I'm just going to put down on my health. And,
okay. All righty, let's see. Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of general here. Again, this is the card of the wanderer. It's a card of changes and travel. You like to travel. You have a certain amount of restlessness. You dislike routine. Some are avid travelers, or you move to a new home on frequent occasions. And the restlessness often applies to your spiritual quest. You're striving for truth and development of inner self. We've got a Jack of Hearts in the Mercury, and there's a certain amount of sacrifice you make for loved ones in your life or for education. And that's especially true in your early life. Your karma card is a Ten of Hearts, gives you a lot of social success. Your Nine of Clubs, which is a Venus card, talks about disappointments on a personal level, especially with friends and loved ones. You usually have more success with groups than on a one-to-one basis. You have strong spiritual inclinations. You need to learn to express those, your love unconditionally in your closest relationship in order to access the high side of the spiritual cards. In relationships, let's see. Popular and well-liked. You enjoy love and romance and travel. Let's see. And let's see what's going on for you. Your Nine of Clubs, I haven't seen a Nine of Clubs as a planetary ruler yet. adds a spiritual overtone to your personality, along with the desire to benefit others or the world at large. Meaning with this card, dedicate yourself to some noble purpose. Romance is an important area of your life. Mentally, you probably suffered maybe a lot of setbacks. In some cases, it could affect your outlook on life. You're really kind-hearted. Others may come to you for solace and kind of the shoulder to cry on, but don't let people take unfair advantage of your kindness. You're really protective of children. You want to see them receive, like, the best and highest care. You may find yourself drawn to spiritual studies since they best explain some of your feelings about life and occasional mental awakenings you experience. Let's see. And you're in the most what's called blessed position this year. I'm on air, dear. Jazriel? You can just, I'm sorry, that was my 12-year-old. We're having a little bit of a different day today because I'm at my daughter's house and we just had our second grandchild. She just had her second one at 11:47 this morning. Anyway, you're in the most blessed position this year. Your planetary ruling card falls in a really auspicious position. It's what we call a double Jupiter influence, and because the fortune affects the Jupiter, you're going to receive a tremendous blessing this year. In effect, it says you receive the thing you want most in life. So it's like figure out what that goal is, put that on your 3x5 card, and stick it on the bathroom mirror. So you kind of look at that and say, here's what my goal is for this year. Let's see. And it's kind of interesting. It says you truly want not just a fanciful wish that your mind plays with at times. Whatever it is you wish for the most and what's going to bring you the most true happiness is going to come to you this year. That's why it's a really auspicious year for you, and it marks the end of a long cycle in your life. Okay, if you're kind of a material, you know, if you're a material-minded person, it may manifest as greater financial blessings or something on a mundane level. However, it's only going to come to you if this thing is going to truly bring you more happiness and peace of mind. For special minded people, prayers are answered. There's major turning points in your life. This is a year you're going to embark on a higher path at some point during this auspicious year. This year is going to help show you there is much in this life to be grateful for. And by having this attitude of gratitude for everything in life, we multiply our abundance and attract more prosperity. It's like, and I'm sure you've probably heard of, you know, Rhonda Burns, The Secret and all that. It's like that whole attitude of gratitude. Okay. Your long range is a 10 of hearts. Let's see. I'm kind of looking for financial stuff. 10 of hearts speaks about your social circle, okay, and you may have connections in your social circle. Your Pluto card is a 2 of spades. Now, spades are more the worker cards. If you think of a spade as kind of the, you know, being hoeing in the garden, it's like it means you're going to work. Your result card being a 3 of diamonds, an environment card, 3 of clubs, and displacement 4 of spades. So let me go take a look at some of these. Your 10 of hearts, again, is that success, recognition, and popularity is going to come to you. Especially favored are activities dealing with the public or large groups. And, of course, a lot of this, maybe, I don't know if you're entrepreneurial. I don't know if you're, you know, got books or anything out or what, you know, field you're in. But it's like musician. A lot of times. What's that?
A musician.
Musician. Okay. Well, this would be really good then. Because favored are activities dealing with the public, so a large group. So it's like visualize yourself, you know, playing for gigs or, you know, whatever that is. This recognition is going to play an important role in your life depending upon the other circumstances in your life. You know, and it's like being a musician, you're going to want more exposure and recognition. It's an excellent indicator. You're going to meet with some great success in those areas. One of the best cards for performers, the 10 of hearts, indicates large groups of people favorably disposed towards you. So it's like that's a really positive thing. In general, it's one of the best influences to have. It can overcome negative influences that may be present, and you might even become famous. So it's like, okay, not a promise, but just saying that possibility is out there. Your keywords is you're surrounded by the love and admiration of people. You have success with groups and the public and enjoy much popularity. So this is a thing that you're going to want to put on, you know, as I call it, the affirmation cards or the goal cards, is just that you are surrounded. You know, say I am, when you're looking at it, reading to yourself, I am surrounded by the love and admiration of people. I have success with groups and the public and enjoy much popularity. Your 2 of spades this year as a Pluto card. You're likely going to be learning lessons of cooperation and compromise this year. in context of a working partnership, either with a live-in partner or friend. There may be someone who has skills, abilities, or other assets that you need to pull off a successful business or project. So, again, this relates back to your music. Cooperation should be written across your chest as you endeavor to successfully live, work, and create with others this year in a big way. If not cooperation, try what's called the win-win philosophy. You've challenged yourself to create harmonious working relationships this year, and this extends into all your relationships to some extent. You're likely to see this as the next rung on the ladder to your dreams, the quality you need to master this. Okay, so it's something you're going to be working on. You need others' cooperation and support, obviously. It helps you to multiply your own efforts and integrate your work into the fabric of your business and social community. To achieve that goal, you're going to have to make a few changes in your behavior communications. You look to read your result card for more details on that effort to know, you know, possibly the card, or it might be sent with the card of someone you might meet this year who's going to be of great assistance. Okay, and with that one is, I create the harmonious friendships and working relationships by learning to give and receive. Now, your three of diamonds is a result card. And that's a good one for finances, because diamonds are about finances on one view, and it's like on another view they're about your values. But this is a year for you to express some of your latent creative energies and to try new things, meet new people, explore new ways of making money. However, the energies of that Pluto card, again, that the Two of Spades, are stimulating you into new directions. It may be that you're in a major transition time, moving from the stability and or sameness of the past into kind of a little bit of an uncertain future at times that's going to be scary. You know, it's like Linus letting go of his comfort, you know, blanket in the Charlie Brown series. It's like that was always kind of spooky for him. And that's going to kind of be what you're going to be doing this year. Your inner creativity is being awakened, and for this, you're going to be really happy and fulfilled. So your affirmation is, you're learning about what I want through experimentation and diversity. I'm broadening my perspective on values. I complete this year with two or more ways of earning money. So there's some really good positive, you know, money influences there. Your environment card is a Three of Clubs. Rewards and blessings this year is going to be available to you from creative expression, writing, and talking. And, of course, I know that part of music, I don't know if you have songs to go with that, but it's like there's, you know, words and songs, and there's always songwriting too, writing stuff. It's a year to get your ideas across to others with the confidence that they'll be well received. It'll also be a great year to write that book you've been thinking about, if you've been thinking about one, because they say everybody's got a book in. So be thinking about that, any kind of written stuff. Any form of creative expression will benefit from this influence. Diversifying your work efforts, such as working at more than one job or project at a time, is also going to benefit, because the threes are all about creativity and that kind of changeability. It's like there's a lot of, you know, kind of like a juggler. It's like, and, you know, you might feel like sometimes somebody gave you just one ball too many to juggle. You're displacing the Four of Spades this year. And it could be a year of hard and steady work, one in which you achieve a measure of stability and security in your life. Whether you welcome the stability or not will depend on your basic nature, but you're certainly going to benefit from it in some way. The only problem associated with this card is the tendency to worry about finances, even when there's no reason. So keep in mind you're protected and that you can have anything you're willing to work for, because, again, those spades, they represent work and they represent hard work. See, any of this making any sense?
Yes, it's actually very detailed. You're very good at this.
I just read cards. That's all I do. I'm not psychic. I'm not intuitive. Don't get me on that one. But it's like, this is just what your cards say. That's why I call it, it's in the birth cards. It's what's in your cards. let's see here. And I was going to see where you're at. You're actually still in your Mercury period right now. It started, of course, on your birth date. It goes through June 22nd. And your direct card for this time period is the Five of Spades. Your vertical card is the King of Clubs. And that's something really good to look at, because the Five indicates sudden and unexpected changes in employment, material circumstances, or family financial situation. It's possibly unexpected loss of money. It can also indicate a short journey undertaken for your work or a money deal. Change is in the air under this influence. And it could be up or down, you know, possibly related to education or brothers and sisters, family stuff going on. The vertical card in this is your King of Clubs in the Mercury period. It's applied wisdom, and it guarantees success in all your mental pursuits for this, not only this period, but for the whole year. Your ability to distinguish truth from illusion and to sort out the myriad of details seems amazing. You can really apply the mind power of this King of Knowledge to any of your mental pursuit with a lot of success. You can even take, you know, a leadership role at your work or some mental pursuit, you know, sets you apart from the crowd. Your intuition is running really high, because the clubs are also about or not just our scholarliness, because that's what they speak about, but they also speak about our personal intuition. So that's where you're kind of at right now. And, of course, they change. It's like after your Mercury, that's going to be coming up is your Venus period, which goes from June 22nd to August 13th. And in that one, you've got two nines. In your Venus period, okay, the one is the Nine of Clubs and one is the Nine of Hearts. And we do have some other folks. What I'm going to encourage you to do here is maybe we can kind of look at that next go around. But it's like we like to, you know, have people call back and tell us how things are going. You know, tell us how our readings were, because it's like, you know, we like to know accuracy, like you say. And click follow if you got a computer handy there. It's like click follow because it'll tell you what time we're on every day. And we are usually on 7 days a week, most of the time. If we got callers who want to talk to us, we'll be here. And I'm Casey with Kelly with Casey Birth Cards, and I'm at gmail.com. Or my number to call if you want, you know, a personal reading instead of on the air is 719-289-4907. And you have to get through the coffee commercial because I also do Organigold coffee, which is actually a very good moneymaker. So it's like if you're looking at money from that direction, just from, you know, earn your own coffee and get it for free type of thing and earn good money with it, it's like there's that too. But anyway, any other questions you have for the moment?
I'll have that because that was very detailed and everything. I could listen to that back, you know.
It'll be an archive. Yeah, it will. Yeah, it'll be. We always archive our shows.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling in, Dave. We appreciate it. Like I say, click follow. It's like we'll have a look because you've got all the different planetary periods. It's like Mercury is the first one. There's your Venus. There's Mars. There's Jupiter is a really good one. Saturn, it's like kind of restrictive, but it's like we can go through kind of like, you know, maybe month by month with whatever. But some people call into our show and go, oh, we thought there was a limit on calling. It's like, well, there's no limit. If you want to call in every day, you know, we welcome the input and, you know how things are going. And we've had people do that. So it's like we look forward to hearing from you again and let us know how the music stuff goes. So we'd truly like to know.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I just follow, so I'll things, and this is a very detailed study. This is a, you know, art.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah. All righty, well, thank you, Nathan. Appreciate it.
Oh, bye-bye.
We'll talk to you again. Bye.
Thanks so much.
All righty, you're welcome. All righty. Yeah, we've got a few here. We've got several people lined up, if you'll hang in there with us. Okay, the next one we have is anonymous. So it's like I'm assuming this is a Skype call. So who have we got? Hello, you're live on the air with us. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air with us.
Hi, this is AJ.
Hey, AJ, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Nice sunny day, so I can't complain.
Better than snow and rain and hail. Yes, it is.
Oh, yes.
All righty. Well, did you kind of listen in a little bit there? It's like what I need is your month, day, and year, and then kind of a general area you'd like to hear about, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Month is October 16th, 1966.
October, 10th month, and did you say 15th or 16th?
16, 1-6.
1-6, okay, there we go. And of 19, I'm sorry, geez, I'm durability today, 19.
6-6.
1966, aha, you're the fire horse. For some reason, I always know that one. Okay, let's see, and you are a 6 of clubs. All right, we're having clubs day today here. And this, let's see here. Let me look at this, aha. Cool. You're in a really cool cool age, time, and period here. It's like you're in what they call typically the world calls the midlife crisis, because what you're starting this year, which is, or it has been starting this year, probably a lot of changes, because what ends up happening is on, you know, if you listen to the first guy, if you listen to Nathan in there, you start out this journey not right now. If you start out this journey and then you hang in here for a while, which you have, it's like this year what's happened is your birth cards have come flipped back full bore onto where they were the day you, you know, came into this planet. So it's like this is a year, the year 44 has been like what they call your pre-birth year. And it's like, and then your 45th year is your rebirth year. So it's like, it's your opportunity to kind of like really, you know, start life over again and say, okay, I've had, you know, 44 years of experience on this. And it's like, I'm going to see what's, you know, what I can do with different. So you kind of set the tone for the next 45 years because it goes, I mean, it goes in 45-year cycles. As a Six of Clubs, it's called the card of higher purpose. It's also known as a psychic card, and it's surprising to see how a few of these people with this birth date is aware of your gifts. So it's like, but because you're calling in here, you might possibly be. Six of Clubs also means responsibility to truth. You've got to find, learn to find a system of truth you can believe in and live your life by. Once you attain that, there's no limit to how much good you can do in the world. If you've not yet found your path, you can be some of the biggest worriers and procrastinators of all the card in the deck because you're not sure which way to go. You've got a responsibility to maintain your inner balance and peaceful communications with people around you in your life. You often attain financial affluence and have inherent protection over your life. This is one of the cards that contain the highest degree of material or spiritual success. On the other hand, you can also get caught up in complacency and just kind of never go forward with things. It's a card called Responsibility of the Spoken Word. Six of Clubs always has issues about what they say and what you do as a result. So it's like, this is Robert Camp who writes this, and it's like, he says, I've seen some profess the truth for years while secretly keeping another life. And it's like, yeah, but in all cases, those catch up with you sooner or later. So hopefully this has not been the case. But the Six of Clubs has a special mission in life, one that involves bringing others to the threshold of ancient and powerful truth. You're the bringers of light. Once you tap into your hidden reserves and your natural intuition is recognized, you find your life guided and protected from the highest source possible. In relationships, you like to be in love, you like to have relationships, but often there's some childhood issues that impinge on your ability to sometimes, you know, make a good choice or choose wisely. Love is really important to you. Men are often dominated by certain women in your life. It's like, unfortunately, I have a Six of Clubs son, and it's like I'm seeing that with his wife. You've got good marriage karma. You usually have at least one good marriage in your life, whether it's earlier or later. Your one day what's going to happen is you're going to face those emotional issues connected to that childhood issues, and for that time there's going to be some challenges. Your love nature is really strong and pure. It always finds a way through the trying times. Notions about love and marriage tend toward idealistic, kind of romantic. For this reason, you a lot of times encounter disappointments when they clash with reality. It's like this would be kind of the Disney version. It's like, you know, everybody puts out there the princess version, but it's like they forget about the prince too. So it's like you would be the prince in that one. Your planetary ruling card is the Queen of Hearts. Like Juice Newton playing with the Queen of Hearts. It accentuates your motherly side of your personality, encouraging you to be kind of a caretaker of others, especially anyone you consider to be, you know, your quote children, whether they're your biological or, you know, adopted friends or whatever. Your children to be your friends or those that work with you. You make a wonderful parent. This is really a card of appreciation for art and beauty, often bestows some artistic or musical ability. One challenge associated with it is to avoid getting into codependent relationships. Queen of Hearts can get involved with saving others, which does not often work well in personal relationships. It's great for a career, though. This card increases your potential for great success in your life, especially if you have clear goals and directions. You could do some work that really helps a lot of people. And let's see, this is your rebirth year. At age 45, each of us experiences what we call the rebirth year. For most people, it means you return to your original location in the grand solar spread. It's the same place you were during the first year of your life. We got the same cards in that yearly spread that we did for the first year of life, and it's a really significant year and a very special opportunity for advanced spiritual development. During the rebirth year, we experience the very same cards that we were born with in our life path, but now we've, you know, had that, we've grown an understanding of our life. We have that opportunity to remake our life on a higher level by accessing the higher sides of each of the cards. And this year, in many respects, the pattern setter or tone setter is for the second half of your life. It's the microcosm that projects into the macrocosm. That's the rest of your natural life. And it's more important what you do this year than most other years of your life. Fill this with all the healthy, loving, inspirational, life-expanding activities and relationships that you want to have as a routine part of your life for the next 45 years. And by doing so, you gain this measure of consciousness or conscious control over how the rest of your life is going to turn out. Every card in our yearly spread has a higher form of expression and a lower with one. And when we read the cards in this year's spring, very carefully see if you can discern the difference between, you know, those higher and lower expressions. You can consciously choose to access the higher sides of each of these cards. Using your will and conscious intent, you're now able to not only influence what happens to you this year, but also what's going to happen to you for the remainder of your life. You're going to face those patterns you were born with. Those are the same cards you were born with. And you've got that second chance to set new patterns for each of the cards in your life spread. It's a really good year of special opportunity, and you've got really good career influences here. Because of the position of the birth card, there's opportunities for you to achieve a larger measure of recognition in your work, whatever field it may be in. Of course, if you're not career-minded, it's going to have a little effect on you. But if you're trying to get more recognition or want to become better known, this is the year when some of those dreams come true. The cards in your birth card really spread kind of rise up to what they call a crown line sometimes this year because of that. People just begin to pay more attention to what you're doing. You can achieve some kind of award or just, become better known, better recognized. People receive promotions during years like this. How it manifests, it depends on the nature of your work or aspirations, what you want to do. But you just, knowing that those influences are present, it's advantageous for you to put more effort into becoming recognized. And you can find your true purpose this year because that's, there's an occurrence of a six in your reading and a prominent position. And what the sixes do is give us an opportunity to discover what our true life purpose is. We always go around, God, what am I here for? It's like, this is the year that you can, if you really want to know, you're going to find out. And it's like, my thing is, I say prayer is talking to God, meditation is listening to God. So it's like, you want to do both, indulge in both. A lot of people spend their entire life trying to discover what their life is about, whether they have some special purpose. And, of course, we all do, It's just a question of finding out what it is. But some people never do. But because of that six in the position where it's at, it's like you're going to have that opportunity to discover what your purpose is. Sixes also can be, on the flip side, can be frustrating because they represent static or unchanging conditions in our life, but they also bestow upon us a special ability to perceive that which is usually hidden from our conscious minds. We listen to our inner voice, we can receive a lot of great inspiration and direction. When those cards are present, you have at least one of them for this entire year. Let's see. What area, were you interested in kind of finding out about? Anything in particular?
Relationship or career. Those are the two big areas.
Relationship and career. Okay, let's see. Oh, wow. You've got a queen of, you got two queens, both in long range and Pluto. Let me take a look here. And you've got a ten of spades in result, six, and, and environment. Oh, that's a double six. Oh, that's right, because, All righty. Queen of spades is your long range card. It's a card of self-mastery. A lot of those represent the card. You have accomplished this, that. You've got this inner calm that speaks of knowledge and experience. It can be successfully applied to any area. So you can apply it both to finances and relationship. In any case, you're good business people with strong character. Your work is often a labor of the spirit, meaning you do it for more than just the material rewards it offers. Queen of Spades is the second most powerful card in the deck. You're really fortunate to have that one with you in this position this year. It's a year when you can accomplish your dreams, but not by the usual approach. This year, all success comes from within, and it's you mastering the causes of all your exterior events by mastery of yourself. By seeing that nothing happens in your life without your permission, you reclaim your power to create the world you desire without trying to change others. This year you're going to have the qualities of the Queen of Spades at your disposal. It could be a year of mastery and accomplishment. Just recognizing the power you have now, apply it wherever you want to. Look within for your answers. Let that inner knowing help you in all your external endeavors. This is the key words, is a year of hard work and spiritual self-mastery. It's I master myself and therefore I master my entire life. Okay, so that's something kind of key for you to look at. Your Pluto card is the Queen of Clubs, so you got these two big queens right there. As your transformation card this year tells that you're being more intuitive or being in a position of helping others along mental lines, it's going to be something that causes you to make important changes in your life. Queens represent service and helpers. Clubs relate to intuitive knowledge or mental occupations. You're challenged to assume a helping role while using your full mental capabilities and natural psychic ability to receive inner direction. It could be somehow you might be involved in teaching, organizing, communications, writing, you know, one of those kind of fields you want, might want more success in one of those areas. To be successful, you need to make, you know, a few tweaks, a few changes in the way you've been doing things. Often those changes seem difficult or burdensome, but your goal is in sight and you should be successful. Your result card is going to tell who or what else is involved with this. The affirmation for that Queen of Clubs is, I'm transformed in my service capacity that deals with knowledge and communications. I learn to love and nurture others by sharing my personal truth and intuitive messages. Your result card is this Ten of Spades as a result. At times, you're going to feel as though you're a workaholic this year. End result is you're going to be very successful, especially if your work involves groups of people in some way. That Pluto card, again, gives that specifics about where and whom you want that accomplishment, which is that Queen of Clubs. The Pluto card also tells you about changes you may have to make to achieve that success. And the affirmation in this one is, I create more success through hard work and determination this year. I create successful groups of people. So always, you know, spades always talk about, you know, just visualize, you know, somebody out in the garden with, I'm talking a handheld hoe, not the rototiller, okay? It's that kind of work. It's like you get out and you really work at it, whether it's mental work, whether it's physical work, you know, whatever. The environment card this year, Six of Clubs, it could be an important year for you in many ways that are more subtle and spiritual in nature. It's a year where you can listen to your inner voice and get important messages from your higher self or, you know, God connection over there. If you've always wanted to know what your life's purpose is, this is a year you're going to make that discovery. It often occurs at a key time in life when we realize our purpose. And for you, that purpose entails, you know, bringing more knowledge or wisdom to others in some way, you know, way, shape, or form. Teaching, and it doesn't always have to be a classroom setting. You can teach in a lot of different ways. You're displacing Six of Clubs, that's your displacement card, when you learn the value of doing what you say you're going to do, along with the value of peace and tranquility in your life. Sixes are karmic and balancing cards that cause debts in the past to be paid, but, you know, not a worrisome thing. It's a really favorable position for success in your work, one in which you're going to overcome problems that present themselves to you. There's a really good possibility of professional recognition or reward. It's like I kind of laugh because sometimes these are like, I mean, I've seen people, you know, it's like depending on what field they're in, it's like, you know, people, they get the Librarian of the Year Award, you know, type of thing. It's like, you know, it may not big, you know, be the big, you know, bells and whistles, whatever, but to them, you know, it's important in their role and what they're doing. Okay, and you've been through quite a bit here. You had Mercury, your Mercury period went from the October 16th to December 7th. Venus, I see. Okay, you had in your Venus period, and these cards affect, I mean, they are strongest in the time frame that they're listed in, but they also have what's called a yearly influence. So you had that Queen of Hearts in your Venus period, which was December 7th through about January 29th. You also have the Seven of Diamonds. The Queen of Hearts is called sometimes the marriage card, so it's like, I understand why that's kind of on your mind in relationship. You've got a Mars period. Began January 29th and went through March 22nd, and that was a Ten of Clubs combined with an Eight of Spades. That talked about a lot of, you know, a lot of financing, that kind of stuff. Your Jupiter, let me see where you're at now. Okay, nope, Jupiter started March 22nd. Now, that was a really good one. That was Eight of Diamonds and Two of Diamonds. Went from March 22nd to May 13th. Now, what you're in right now is just the opposite of Jupiter. It's like right now is Saturn. Saturn is always a really hard time. And ironically enough, Venus. Venus right now, the planet, is in retrograde until about, I'm going to say June, I think it's June 27th of this year. So it's like this is a time when, you know, a lot of things have gone haywire with relationships and stuff like that. It's just not been a good time, you know, time frame when Venus goes into retrograde. It's like it just means things kind of move opposite the way they're supposed to. So I'd say generically kind of look for after June 27th, you know, relationships stuff to pick up. But it's like right now would be a lot of confusion, you know, a lot of stuff, you know, happening. That might not be go the way you want it. Let's put it that way. In your Saturn period, you got this King of Spades. And Saturn is typically the most difficult time of the year, but the presence of that King of Spades in this position promises you're going to be able to overcome any difficulties that may arise, especially relating to health or work. Powerful card also casts a favorable influence over your entire year, giving you better chances of success in every area of your life. For sure, your health is going to be good this year, mostly from taking matters in your own hands. It's an especially good influence for progress and success in your career. Through hard work and the willingness to take that responsibility, you can go far and receive some well-deserved recognition for your efforts. Be on the lookout for spades, men of the spade suit, especially older who might be in, you know, position of authority. And it's like, I wish I could give everybody a birth card chart. And the first thing is say, okay, what's your birth card? You know, let's get on this. Because spades, men for you this year, are likely to prove troublesome or burdensome in some way. You've also got this nine of clubs in the Saturn period. It could see you experiencing a lot of frustration and worry, and that state of mind could also affect your health. It's possible that you're worrying causes some, you know, business losses or affects your health adversely. Any negative thoughts you've been holding about yourself or others could be the root of your problems, because a lot of times what we think, you know, just like the secret, it's like, you know, thoughts become things. It's like if you dwell on something, it tends to happen because you're putting a lot of energy to it. There's healing potential now if you take responsibility for your mind, develop better attitudes and beliefs. Community of selfless service could also help. It indicates some important something important in your life is coming to its end. Because that falls in Saturn, you might, you know, try to resist this ending. It would be like, again, it's like I like Linus's security blanket. It's like somebody's trying to take your security blanket away and you're not liking it. You're going to hang on to it. You resist and dislike that ending more than usual. For that reason, it might represent some personal challenge and learning opportunity for you, one that ultimately expands your view of yourself and your world. Bear in mind that difficulties or challenges indicated by that card could be offset by that other strong card, that king. So it's like, you know, it may not be as difficult as you think. But I also know that nines a lot of times represent what we call graduations. It's like if you can think of it, they can either be graduations or they can be disappointments. They're a time frame when as one door closes, another door opens. So it's like there's going to be something closing or finishing up for you, and it's like, and then there's going to be this whole other, you know, world opens up. So it's like whatever's happening that's going to be, you know, going on in your past, it's like going to leave your past behind you. Something's going to, you know, kind of, but if you hang on to it, that's when you get the disappointment, rather than going, okay, I'm going to gracefully, you know, let go, put the blanket down, shut the door, and it's like, go on. It doesn't mean you have to forget it. It just means, you know, you're opening up to new opportunities, because so many people think, oh my goodness, if I'm, you know, I'm losing this. It's like if you look at it as a loss, it will be. If you say this is a natural progression, I'm crossing, you know, the river, I'm taking the step stones, this is okay. Okay, now I was going to look at romance a little bit, and I'm just kind of going back to the Venus period here. Because you have that Queen of Hearts there. Queen of Hearts and Venus is a really special and blessed combination of influences. For that particular period, you know, love and intimacy, it's one of the best signs for marriage. Or even, you know, if you're in the right childbearing years, birth or conception of a child, well, that card present, child born this year, likely to be a girl. Okay. Good relationships with women, enjoyment of pleasures, all strong possibilities during that period for the year. You got charm and magnetism. It can be applied to any relationship with success. Now, you've also got that Seven of Diamonds in the Venus period. The Seven of Diamonds could have been spending money on friends, lovers, lady friend, relative. A lot of money could have been spent on luxury items or close friends. You were feeling maybe extravagant. It may be masking an emotional insecurity and desire to be loved, but your true fear will be exposed, and you're going to have to deal with your inner feelings of insecurity about money and love. Practice application, appreciation, and affirmations to fill that inner void. The other Venus card, you know, tells you that Queen of Hearts, what the financial, emotional, personal challenge is about. And just keeping in mind that strong and powerful other card in that Venus position just kind of could mitigate some of the adversity of that one and bring to some really positive results from a challenging situation. So it's like, that's what I can tell you for the moment. It's like, any of that making any sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Hit the nail on the head many times.
Alrighty, sounds good. And I would encourage you. It's like I know I'm not sure if there's any other thing in particular. It's like, you know, I mean, I can kind of give you, you know, general and generic stuff here, but it's like anything else in particular you wanted to know about, or was that pretty much cover it for you? Or?
I mean, any other insights on my current relationship?
Say that again.
I was just wondering, any other insights on my current relationship?
Let's see. Let me just take a look at that. Education speaking writing. You got some good stuff for education speaking writing. Eight of Diamonds in Jupiter. Let's see. A lot of stuff with business is like it would give you more stuff on business here. It's like you've got really good business influence stuff. Three of Hearts. Undecided. The thing coming up, let's see, the next time frame coming up here would be, let me think here. No, that lasts till, okay, that Saturn period goes till July 4th. I'm just going to say kind of a gut reaction on a current relationship. If you're experiencing some, I want to say, just, you know, maybe some miscommunications, it's like give that Venus retrograde time to kind of settle down and settle out. And it's like, don't make any major decisions maybe until, like, after the 27th. It's like, I mean, unless there's something, like, major going on, like, you know, if you're pretty sure the other person's cheating on you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, there's times and places and spaces you say this is enough and we're done. But, you know, if it's just, like, some miscommunications or things like that, there's a lot of things in here indicating that, you know, some of the things you need to do is, you know, changing your communication ways. The other thing I can look at is probably not at this moment today, but it's like a call back. If you have the other person's birth card, if you have their other person's birthday, it's like I do have a relationship reading that I can look at for the both of you and just kind of see, you know, what your connections are, what your purpose of being together is, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's like that gives, you know, that gives more of a look at, you know, karmically, what's the pattern, you know, what are you dealing with? But it's like, I'll be back. I was going to say, I'm going to be back all this week. So it's like, if you feel like, you know, if you have time to call in tomorrow or something, call back and get her, you know, get her birth date. And it's like, we'll take a look and see, you know, what your cards do together. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'll definitely do that.
Alrighty. Well, sounds good. Well, thank you, too, for calling in. And it's like, appreciate it. Click follow and it'll update you because we've been having a lot of bopping around with time and stuff. So it's like it will at least send you an email and say, oh, it's about to be on. So
okay. I just did that, too. Thank you.
Cool. All righty. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
We'll talk to you again. You bet. Have a good day. All righty. And we have 9-2, oops, where do we go here? All right, hang on here. And we've got 928. Let's see, here we go, 928, here we go. Okay, there we go, gotcha. 928, you're on live with us.
Is that me?
That's you. Are you area code 928?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, just sounds like I'll make sure.
Sounds good. Okay, so who am I talking with today?
Charlie.
Kevin?
Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, my phone. I'm on a cell phone. I'm not in the greatest reception right here. It's like I have old computer stuff, and it's like it doesn't always work real good. But, okay. Well, what is your month, date, and your birth?
June 3rd, 64.
June 3rd. You are a Gemini person, and you just had yours. June 3rd. Okay. Let's mark that down there. And of 64. Okay. Let's have a look-see. Oh, wow. All righty. You are an Ace of Spades, and you've got your planetary ruling card is a Seven of Hearts. So let's have a little look-see here. It's like any area in particular you're interested in?
Business, money.
Business, money. Okay. Yep, that is a theme. It sure is. It's like... Of course, I'm going to put in a plug for healthy coffee. It's like organic coffee. It's a hot tip. It's the best thing on the planet right now. It's like if you want to combine business and coffee together, it's like it's a really awesome, amazing business. It's like again, if you call my number, it's like it gives you the coffee commercial first. But anyway, okay, let's see here. A little bit about you. Okay, this is, I know, Ace of Spades, they're really cool. It's called the Card of Ambition. It's also the Magi card. The Ace of Spades is the ancient symbol for the secret mysteries. It's the most spiritual card in the deck, and it's also the most ambitious and sometimes material-oriented in many cases. It's called the Magi card because Ace of Spades was and still is the symbol used by many of the esoteric schools of knowledge, among them the Order of the Magi, whose members are responsible for the preservation and dissemination of this card system we're now reading about. Ace of Spades person usually has lifelong conflict between your material worldly urges and these deep past life spiritual heritage. Usually Ace of Spades person is either highly materialistic, really driven by your work and career, or highly spiritual and esoteric minded. And a lot of times it's so hard to blend those two. It's like, I know a couple Ace of Spades actually. Your karma card, the Seven of Hearts, suggests trials in the realms of friendship, family, and relationships. Family and friendships, there we go. Learning to let others be themselves and how to love them unconditionally is that challenge for you. Sometimes the lessons are painful. In the end, you become really loving and considerate of others. Your mission is to find that inner peace that comes through a life of service and dedication to higher principles. As your karma from previous births is discharged, you come to realize this and you learn to follow the unwritten law. In many ways, you put yourself kind of upon the cross. Okay, we're talking about that guy a couple thousand years ago, that kind of cross. Whenever you deviate from the law or disregard your spiritual nature, seem to be, it's called unjustly punished. The Ace of Spades are most materially minded, seem to have one problem after another, but when you follow those higher principles and listen to your inner voice, you're guided and protected. You find this inner peace, you seek through awareness of your wealth of spirit. In relationships, let's see, success or failure of Ace of Spades relationships depends mostly upon whether or not you're taking a more spiritual approach to your life in general. If you're more materialistic, you find yourself really challenged again and again in areas of, you know, love and finances. Both emotional attachment brings continual pain. To be betrayal and disillusionment over and over until you've seen your own subtle attachments that lie through those problems. Personal fulfillment and love is delayed for a lot of you guys until you've reached some level of non-attachment to others and you've learned how to give yourself freely the love you seek from others. You've got to love yourself first. You know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's a really difficult path in relationships, but not impossible. At heart, you're really loving and giving. You got precious dreams of love that await fulfillment. This ideal relationship is not beyond your capability, but it usually comes later in life rather than earlier after you've kind of, you know, learned some of those life lessons. The Seven of Hearts as your planetary ruler. Your love life is very important to you. You've got a lot of challenges in that area that you're working on during the course of your life. You tend to attract powerful partners, those with really a strong will. Once you're in a relationship, you get involved in power struggles with your mate, ironically. All that is an attempt to learn unconditional love, which is something you have a really good possibility of experiencing in your life. You know how to give to others without expectation. It makes you a really good friend and effective counselor. When you apply this to your own love life, you experience great freedom and joy. You've got a really charming personality and the ability to heal others' emotional wounds. Okay, you're going to get, this is 48 for you, you're in a wish fulfillment this year. Your birth card falls in position governed by the planet Jupiter. Because of this, you're going to have a certain amount of really good fortune, and you'll see at least one of your important wishes fulfilled at the same time. Does not mean, you know, that Cinderella's magic fairy wand, you know, is going to show up and everything is going to disappear, or everything's going to be easier, but it does mean that some things are going to come easier and something you really want is going to manifest itself. And that, for the most part, is going to be a year of prosperity and abundance. You might have challenges in other areas, but there's a lot to be grateful for. Magnify that prosperity by receiving it and giving thanks. Always remember giving thanks. It's really important. It's also a major completion year for you. You've got a 9 in a prominent position in one of those big ones that affect our one of the big five. Okay, it may occur. We'll take a look at that, whatever it is. Whatever the nature of the ending in your life, it's going to be that you reach a point in your development, you're ready to move on to better things in relationships, or, you know, whether it's relationship financially, relationship at work, you know, whatever it is. It's like relationships, people get the wrong idea. It's like, oh, it's just my personal. It's like, no, a relationship is, you know, with your local grocer, if you will. It's like everybody you come in contact with, you have some form of relationship with that person. Endings can be seen as disappointments if we disregard the true meaning. In truth, they represent graduations from chapters of our lives that were important to us but now are no longer helpful for our personal growth and development. What's beautiful about it is endings is that wonderful freedom we feel after we pass through it and we're on to our next stage of like work and development. Okay, let's see here. And this one... Now we've got an unhappy young man in the background there. You got a 5 of clubs as your long range card. It's going to be a year of important changes in you, both within and without, in your mind and your external environment, both. On a deep level, you're undergoing a shift in your belief structures or your philosophy of life, or the way you've been thinking about your future. Those changes could be a result of a lot of new influences in your life and maybe some things you learned while traveling. Often this card shows up in people's threads when you're taking on new ideas, like through school or new jobs. Often manifests as curiosity and restlessness. Many people move to a new location under that influence, so if you're thinking of moving, it could be the year to do it. However it manifests externally, it's going to reflect a change in your mental pattern. Traveling is also a common experience when this card is present and probably one of the easier ways to manifest its energies. The negative possibilities are, you know, flip side there, is being skeptical of other people's ideas and not having any commitment to any philosophy or ideology. It's like one of my mother's favorite country western things was you got to stand for something or you fall for anything. So make sure you know who you are, where you're at, what you believe in. You could feel like a leaf blowing in the wind of other people's opinions and ideas if you don't do that, okay? So just rest assured it's only part of the process. Your point of view is changing and probably is not going to settle down until the year is over. So this is going to be a real year of shifting and changing for you, you know, mentally just thinking, you know, new things here. Your keywords is I change my thinking or I change my basic philosophy. I travel a lot this year. My plans change a lot this year. So this is really going to be a big year of change for you. Ace of Hearts is your Pluto card. Getting your affectional needs met is a major issue for this year, one that motivates you to make adjustments in your life to create new relationships. There's a strong desire for affection present, whether it's directed toward one person who might be your result card or just towards finding a special person you can share your love with. It's certain you're going to be making some changes in your life this year in order just to see some results in that area. It's an important year for you emotionally. You may have just ended a time where your love life was unsatisfactory in one or more ways. You now realize that you have to do something if you're going to create newer, better relationships in your life. In all your zest and love for friendships, just be careful not to overdo it or expect too much from other people. Just remember, not everybody's got the same exact needs you do, not in the same exact situation. You know, everybody's different. Their needs may be different from, you know, and their level of desire for love may not be the same, you know, as the intensity of yours. Whatever the case, your own desire is going to decide, you know, guide you to make the best decisions. Look at the meaning. A result card for some clues here, and your result card is that Eight of Spades, which is it's really good and it's really a lot of work. Another important note for those, you know, okay, and this life I don't think you're going to be adding to the family here. Okay, but the affirmation is I reach inside myself for the love that makes me the most happy and fulfilled, and then I manifest that love as new people or relationships in my life. These are the ones I say, you know, hang these up on your bathroom mirror and write those down as your affirmations and say, what are my goals and, you know, what have I accomplished? Your result card, that Eight of Spades, contending with your Pluto card this year, largely associated with it, this is the element of developing strong willpower and determination that can help you overcome any obstacles in your path. And I know Gemini people tend to be, it's a mutable sign. You kind of tend to be a little wishy-washy sometimes like Charlie Brown. It's like people go, would you make up your mind, all four of them? I have a Gemini sign. Like sometimes that happens. Obstacles might be about your work or health or just whatever your Pluto card describes, but it's certain you're going to accomplish this power by and success by year's end. Don't forget this when times get tough because they're going to, it's like, you know, you're going to wade through some swamps there. So, you know, get your hip waders on and get ready to do some wading and slogging through stuff, okay? But your affirmation, that one is, I create success in my work and health and other areas of my life. I develop the willpower to overcome all problems, and that's really an important one. It's like when the tough get going, or when the going gets tough, the tough get going, and that's kind of, you know, another motto-ish type thing that would be good for you to hang on to this year. Nine of Spades, wow, as an environment card, it's likely to be a year when you're ending up a major cycle in your life or preparing or entering into a new beginning for yourself. Again, those nines, as one door closes, another door opens. Endings represent phases completed, and as such, they can be cause for celebration. Like, you know, one great ending phase is your high school graduation. Think about that one. It's like, you know, if your high school years were great, you kind of go, yeah, great celebration, and you're kind of sad. It's like if your high school years were really like, yeah, not so great, it's like you go, oh, thank God I'm out. You know, that door closed and I'm opening the door. So it's like, just, you know, something like that. So, you know, kind of celebrate the change and go with that. And personal acknowledgement. And whether those completions relate to your work, health, or another important aspect of your lifestyle, now is the time to kind of let go and prepare to move on to, like, a new and better phase of life, okay? This displacement card this year is placing the Seven of Spades. It's going to be a year in which you definitely get one or more of your wishes fulfilled because Seven of Spades is a blessed card in many ways. Those wishes are usually associated with mundane affairs like work or money. You should also watch out for some health matters this year, especially for accidents. Just be a little bit, you know, more aware, more careful of what you're doing, where you're going. If you have any health concerns arise this year, just remember to live responsibly and have faith. That's all in caps. F-A-I-T-H, have faith, which is the keyword of that card. The Seven of Spades is like the card of faith. So it's like, you know, it might be a little bit tested this year, but it's like go back to Job and go, Job's faith was tested and he didn't even know that he was being tested. So right now you're in your Mercury period, which is a Six of Spades and a Ten of Hearts. And that goes from June 3rd all the way up to July 25th. Some of the things that's going to be looking at happening there, you can expect steady employment, steady health, steady pursuit of educational goals. However, if you're already unemployed when you begin this period, it's probably going to, you know, keep going until after it switches over at the end of July. At the same time, you're going to be encouraged to be responsible in your communications with others, big communication time, and to make compromises in order to maintain peace and to achieve your goals. Be aware of what you say, how you say it, or others might be really quick to point it out for you. So it's like just be really like pretend you're carrying a pocket recorder around and really listen to yourself and what you're saying. The Ten of Hearts in the Mercury period, it brings sudden social success among some groups of people or success in areas dealing with like communication, public, you know, speaking, publishing, things like that. It could be a party, like a birthday party or some other kind of gathering where there's lots of people. For you to impress with your wit and charm, the life of the coordinator. It can also be applied for business or financial success by scheduling advertising or promotions while this card is present. So it's like it's a good influence for dealing with groups. So if you have something that you want to promote or do something this time frame, it's a great time to do it. Okay, and that's the next one gets into your Venus time, which doesn't start until about July 25th. So any other questions or anything we can kind of look at a little bit further?
Immediate? What do you see immediately? Like in a week
or two? Like in a week or two. I was going to say, now, this is where I have weakness because I'm not like Jethro. Jethro's our master psychic, and he does really good in the seeing that one. It's like I'm not real positive. I mean, I always say, you know, if you're looking for work or if you're looking for jobs or transitions, I don't know. Just get, you know, like it's like get your resume out there, accept any, you know, interviews that you might have. And the other thing is just kind of like be really looking for something where you're going to be happy. It's like you do what you know, there's a book title called this, Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow. So it's like make sure that what you're doing is ultimately feels good and, it, you know, you're happy with doing it because you don't want to get into a job where you're going to be miserable at doing it because, you know, misery loves company, but it's like, no, you make everybody else miserable around you, they don't like you. So it's kind of like, make sure that you're happy at heart with what you're doing. It's like if you're, you know, any kind of job you're looking at, make sure it's a good fit because otherwise it can be like, a shoe that doesn't fit well is kind of like a job that doesn't fit well. It's like it's going to make your feet sore. So it's like, you know, if you're looking at job interviews or things like that, just make sure it fits well. Okay, that's all I got. But the other thing I'm going to say is call back on a day when Jethro's going to be on. And it's like I think I'm going to be on here for a few days here. I think he might be on Wednesday this week. But he's kind of been covering for me. But, you know, call us back again and just ask him that because he's really good with the short-term, the look-aheads, that kind of stuff. It's like he could probably give you a lot more detail than I can.
That's when.
So quick follow. I believe he's going to be on Wednesday. I know for sure he's going to be on Wednesday night. He's going to be a guest on Journey into the Light. It's like I don't have their number. That was remiss on my part. But it's like call us back at 773-897-6461. And I believe he's going to be on this Wednesday with Amy Kavanaugh. I believe the two of them are going to be on together. So it's like because I'm going to be doing cards again tomorrow. But I think he might be on Wednesday.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling in.
Well, thanks for everything. That was a long one.
Okay, you betcha. Have fun. Have a good week, and we'll hear from you again.
Okay.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And here we have, let's see, we got two more callers. Oh, my goodness. And I've got like 2 minutes left. Okay. Vicky Lady, I know you're on, and it's like I'm gonna apologize severely. It's like I'm gonna ask if you can possibly call back on tomorrow's show because I'll be back on. I've got 856 really quick here. It's like, do you just have a real quick question? It's like I might be able to pull up your birth card, and I would encourage you the same thing. It's like call us back tomorrow, but 856.
Okay. August 29th, 69.
Okay, let's see. August 7th, I'm trying to think, 8th month. August 29th, 69. Let's see what we got here. That's the year. I know that's the year of the rooster, actually. Let's see. Oh, cool. You're a 10 of hearts and a 10 of diamonds. Cool. All right. You're a really special person. You got a lot going for you. Let's see. And we have 90 seconds. Okay, I love this Black Hawk lady. Shoot. Doggone. Okay, is there any way you can call us back tomorrow? Because we will be on, you know, same bat time, same bat station. I know, this is bad. Ten of Hearts is like, you came in here with, I know a lot of it is like love issues, you know, like I'll say, you know, the emotional loving stuff. It's like you came here to really learn, you know, learn about loving. 60 seconds. Thank you. Okay. 10 of Hearts people also, you usually have, you know, a pretty good social group around you. It's like, you know, you like dealing with groups and stuff, and you usually do very well with groups, and you're like, you know, one of those like life of the party type of people. And it's like, let's see. Let me see what it's going to let me look at real quick before it. Okay.
Tell me when my money's coming.
When my mummy's coming. Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Now that would be your 10 of diamonds. Okay, fine. let's see. I can tell you the 10 of diamonds is your planetary ruler. Be grateful you have that card as a ruling card. It'd be spread with some genuine good fortune on all who possess it. It's called the bus card. Many things in life is just going to be given to you. It's like you're going to be one of those people with silver spoon in your mouth kind of sort of. It does not guarantee your happiness, though. Okay, a lot of people with that card, just because you got Oh, we got 10 seconds. We're doing an alpha countdown. Please call
all
back
right.
tomorrow. I'm so
all
sorry.
Right. All right.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, thank you guys for being on today. And it's like I will be here tomorrow. So look forward to it. And it's like get a hold of us at JethroSmith.net and 928-284-0037. And I'm Casey with the birth cards. That's kcbirthcards@gmail.com and or 719-289-4907. Get through the coffee commercial because I do organic oil and salty coffee. All righty. Well, they're about to kick us off here. So anyway, I am sorry, guys. It's like I will get with you tomorrow. And we will see you then and on the airwaves. And thank you all for being here today. We really appreciate it. And have a good one. Love and light to everybody. It's like, kind of sounds so silly, but it's really good. Anyway, okay. Well, thank you, guys. And, yep, there we go. Okay. We will see you again tomorrow.